USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr will reportedly announce the completion of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation soon. Now, the president was asked about this earlier today at the White House.
That'll be totally up to the new attorney general. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department, so that'll be totally up to him.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to get every senator on record regarding the Green New Deal, so a vote will be held once Senate is back in session next week. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was asked about the Green New Deal on MSNBC. His response?
At this point, I can't tell you, to be honest with you. I've read it, and I've reread it, and I asked Ed Markey, what in the heck is this? He says, it is an aspiration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
A massive storm is moving across the United States, dumping snow from Minnesota to Virginia, affecting 39 states and over 200 million people. The heaviest snow will be over parts of Pennsylvania where they could see almost a foot. Meanwhile, folks in the Gulf Coast states are dealing with rain and flooding. Over 1,200 flights have been canceled and 700 have been delayed. Some airlines are doing their best to accommodate passengers, but this traveler says,
it's unfortunate. The airline industry is such that they charge me an extra $150 to change a flight, even though they open up the opportunity for you to do so.
And listen up if you're in South Carolina or maybe have a friend in South Carolina. The winner of the $1.4 billion lottery jackpot in South Carolina, where that winning ticket was sold, has yet to come forward, which also means the state could also be a big loser. The state already had plans for the estimated $61 million that the winner would be paying in state income taxes and other taxes. The deadline to claim that winning lottery ticket is 5 p.m. on April 19th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There once was a time, at least on some college campuses, where ideas were not always the same, and you would have diverse opinions on topics and even political issues. Well, that time seems to have come and gone. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Spencer Brown. He's a Young America Foundation spokesman, and I asked him, when did this whole group think on college campuses begin?
Well, unfortunately, this is a problem that we've seen, you know, basically since Young America's Foundation was started back in the 1960s. And what it is it's just administrators using their power and professors using their power over students to just teach this one side. But I think what we've seen in the years since we started doing this report is sort of more extreme cases of leftist indoctrination. So now you've got intersectionality as weaved in, and sort of this victim mentality that the left loves to use is just completely pervade these courses. So where it used to be sort of the more identity politics departments, the women's studies, gender studies departments, now it's even in English courses, history courses, economics courses. It's just kind of everywhere now.
So what are some of the more outrageous examples when you guys did this study?
Well, I think one of the most alarming trends that we saw in this year's Comedy and Tragedy report is a resurgence in courses that talk about Marx and Marxism as if it were relevant today and could solve some of the problems that America faces in the 21st century. I mean, obviously we know Marxism, socialism has been tried many times in the past and always with disastrous results.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.